got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Well, it's perfectly simple. Just take the knob and turn it clockwise. What are we supposed to do? Spend the rest of our lives in a house without windows? Now here is the living room.
And here's the Reach Radio Show. We'd like to welcome you to the Reach Radio Show. This is the place where the coolest real estate professionals gather for all the best real estate news, money-saving tips, along with the latest home buying facts and community event information. Our mission at Reach is placing families in a home, not just a house. Well, good afternoon. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and our show producer, Rick Snyder. Reach counselors finally admitted it. If you're looking for a place to call home, today's real estate market is recovering in your favor. To get started, call the good folks at Reach right now and let them know that you are ready to have your own home. Reach counselors have the latest information about how you may benefit from their newly acquired South Florida property list. The toll-free number for Reach is 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224 gets the job done. Or you may check out the website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Well, coming up on today's show, Vince Larkin joins us with some housing discrimination information. There are a lot of laws out there for things like this, and we're not going to stand by and let the ruffians break them. So stay tuned for Vince Larkin's. Then Reach Radio Show welcomes Charlie White. He wears many different hats over at the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse. He'll tell you which hat he's wearing today, but I can tell you he's holding a dripping faucet in his hand. He's coming right up. And then Steve Cody checks in at the bottom of the hour with the latest real estate news and a special report about a windshield, a ticket, and a real nice guy. So stay tuned for that. And in our Hammer the Scammer segment, Rick Snyder has more gas pump scam. You're not going to believe this one, folks. You really should listen to this. This will save you if it ever happens to you. Stay tuned for Hammer the Scammer. Then our house segment presents Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, and he has some tips on killing unwanted visitors in your home. You're 35 minutes away from our house. And of course, Reach Radio Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Check out everything at www.reachforhousing.org. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's latest real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved counseling agency. Here with the headlines is Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news author, Steve Cody.
Why, thank you, sir. A new report out shows that fewer South Florida homeowners are plagued with mortgage problems. In the second quarter of 2015, 16% of mortgage homes and condominiums were underwater in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. Not literally, of course, you know, underwater means that you owe more than it's worth. But that's down from 22% a year earlier, according to the website Zillow. Now, just before Congress heads out for vacation, a Senate committee has started something that's likely to prove important to thousands of homeowners and home buyers across the country. We'll tell you what those are and also the likelihood that they're actually going to get something done. Somebody at Realty Track with a whole lot of time on their hands took a big data approach to the question of when is the next time to buy a home. They analyzed 32 million single-family home and condo sales over the past 15 years and came out with the one single day that is the best day to buy or finance a home. And South Florida dodged a bullet when Tropical Storm Erica fell apart a couple weeks ago. But for homeowners that are under the Citizens Property Insurance, they're still getting hammered. Also, one squatter allegedly decided not only to make himself at home inside of somebody else's house, but he had a Craigslist sale and sold all their stuff. Details of those and other stories coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Of course. I love it. Love the news, man. All right. When we return, Vince Larkins goes on record with a discrimination warning. If you feel you have been discriminated against or treated unfairly, then you won't want to miss his message. Vince Larkin is putting on his cape right now, and he's standing on top of a phone booth. I know what you're saying. What's a phone booth?
Got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope or no place to roam. Ain't got no hope or no place to roam.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm still Alan Mason, your host and housing heavy, letting you in on a Reach Radio special. Are you fed up with renting? Would you like to eliminate that monthly rent payment? Who wouldn't? If that's your dream, you need to know about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshops. This is where the action resonates. This workshop is the one that produces results. When you complete this six-hour class, you will be qualified to receive government financing, down payment assistance, and many other home financing programs. Our next workshop is Sunday, September the 20th, from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. If you can't make that one, not to worry. The next Palm Beach Gardens workshop is October the 18th. And for our southern friends down in the bottom of the county there, the first-time homebuyers workshop in our Miami Kendall office is tomorrow, September the 13th. And their next one, of course, is October the 11th. Registration starts at 12:30. The class starts at 1. There is a $49 fee for this HUD-approved workshop, but it includes food and beverages. And if you didn't pre-register, not to worry. You may pay at the door. Folks, these classes fill up pretty darn quick, so it'd be great if you could get on the pre-registered list so you won't find yourself standing in the corner wondering where your seat is. For additional information about our first-time homebuyer workshop, times and dates, call the good folks at Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. This first-time homebuyer workshop is mandatory if you want to qualify for government assistance. And we all know what a first-time homebuyer is, someone who hasn't owned a home in the last 3 years.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Okay, joining us on the phone right now, as promised, is Vince Larkins. He's the president and CEO of the Fair Housing Center of Greater Palm Beaches. They are a full-service community-based agency watching out for your best interest. Vince Larkins, welcome to the
Hello,
Reach Radio
Alan.
Show.
Hello, how are you?
Ah, great. Good to have you on again. You are always a great guest.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a pleasure and an honor to come on your radio station to reach out to your listeners and to make sure that everyone is protected in the federal, state, and local fair housing.
Just a quick question. Does your cape have Velcro, or do you actually have to tie it on?
Actually, it's glued.
There you go. There you go. You know,
I could take it off sometimes, but, you know, it's just didn't work.
Well, you are a super fellow. That's no doubt. We have been working with you. You know, we've been on the air. We're in our third year, and I believe you are on our second or third show, right?
Yes, way back when.
Mm-hmm. And everything's been working. You know, I have a question. What is the most common discrimination complaint?
Well, the most common discrimination complaint that we are seeing in Palm Beach County happens to be what's called familial status discrimination.
Oh, where can you spell that?
where families with children that are being discriminated against.
Ah, okay, family.
Families with children under the age of 18. And also, unfortunately, discrimination against persons with disabilities.
Yes. Yeah, we were reading something about that. I believe disability complaints outrank racial complaints? Wrong word.
No,
there are more.
what we're talking about is locally. Nationally, race discrimination, unfortunately, is the number one complaint.
Still number
nationwide.
One.
I sit on the board of directors for the National Fair Housing Alliance, and those are the biggest complaints, but locally, when you look at, I think a lot of it has to do with the demographics of Palm Beach County, which, you know, we have a lot of seniors, where unfortunately there are some homeowners associations and other entities that feel it is their responsibility, it is their capacity to act as governments.
I got you.
And change their rules and regulations, or put rules and regulations in place that have an effect on families with children that is illegal.
Yeah, we've all heard the term commandos, condo commandos, right?
Yeah.
That's about right, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're not talking about all homeless associations. A lot of them are doing the right thing, but unfortunately, some believe that you can just say, well, no children are allowed in this development, when they are not, in fact, qualified to say that, because as we all know, you would have to be a 55 and over community in order to say that, or a 62 and over community. One of the most disturbing things, if that's not disturbing enough for you, is the fact that there are some housing providers that simply will not allow people with disabilities to what's called, under the Fair Housing Act, reasonable accommodations mm-hmm. when it comes to them being able to live and enjoy the housing that they are attempting to purchase, or attempting to move in, or where someone becomes sick and they need reasonable accommodations.
Now, does this line of grab bars?
Okay. Things like that. A private parking space and unassigned parking. Things that can simply be remedied.
Right. Okay. That's what I was going to ask. What's the most common complaint in that arena? Is it more like wheelchair ramps, or you can't have a dog?
Well, dogs are a very, very big issue. And under the Act, we're talking about service animals.
Right.
And when a person has a letter from a physician, or it didn't have to be a physician, somebody with the qualifications and the license, they should be able to have that service animal in order to help them live in the unit.
Right.
And what a lot of people don't realize is that some people need those particular accommodations in order to live, even though a person might simply look like they might not need it. Everyone thinks, most of the times, Alan, everyone thinks that we're talking about a seeing eye dog.
Right.
But there are instances where an individual that need that service animal that warn them of an asthmatic attack,
mm-hmm.
they could, for many other reasons.
Well, I know some deaf people that used the dog to help them answer the phone. Now you would say, well, why is a deaf person using a phone? It's a video phone. But it does have a ring, and a light flashes and a ring comes, and then the dog will go alert them and let them know that the call's coming in.
That's right.
Hey, listen, if I feel like I've been treated unfairly, how do I file a complaint with you?
If you feel like you've been treated unfairly, of course, everyone is free to go and to call from the phone at 561-533-8717. We have a toll-free number at 1-877-910-FAIR. And best of all, we have the latest technology so that someone can go online and file a complaint right online.
What's that website? I have fairhousingflorida.com. Is that the correct?
Yes, that's www.fairhousingflorida.com.
That's easy.
Or visit us on Twitter or Facebook, and feel free to notify us that you're having a problem there. And we even have an Instagram account
Woo-hoo!
Now. So we are really moving up in the world, Alan.
I'll tell you. Let's give that number out again, 877-910-FAIR. And the website is www.fairhousingflorida.com. Vince, how much does this cost if I want to file a complaint?
It doesn't cost you a dime. All it costs is your time and your commitment to stand up for your rights under federal, state, and local fair housing laws that prohibit discrimination based on race and color, national origin, religion, familial status, disability, and their gender. And Palm Beach County includes, your listeners should know, Palm Beach County has added to those protections to include marital status, age, sexual orientation, gender identity, or expression, all covered in Palm Beach County.
Wow. Somehow I have a feeling you were instrumental in getting that done.
Well, you know, I can't take credit for a lot of these things. There have been people who've been working over a long space and time. Our county commissioners have been very, very enlightened to the point that they wanted to make sure that everyone was protected in Palm Beach County and is protected. And I have to put my hat off to our great staff at the Fair Housing Center of the Greater Palm Beaches who do all the heavy lifting at the agency and make sure they'll be there on those phones ready to touch you and help you to make sure that you're protected.
They are there to help, aid, and assist. And that brings me up to my last question.
Absolutely.
What can I do, or any of our listeners do, to help out and to fight the housing discrimination?
The biggest thing I think listeners can do is report housing discrimination. There was a study done not long ago by HUD that showed the vast majority of people that believe they've been discriminated against, they never file a complaint. And if people would just take the time, even if they don't want to, even in an instance where a person doesn't even want to file a complaint, if they would just report it, the Fair Housing Center has the capability to still go and investigate and protect other people if someone doesn't want to file a complaint. We conduct testing investigations where we send people posing as prospective renters, posing as prospective buyers, and look at property just to ensure that they are complying with federal, state, and local fair housing law. So even if someone does not want to file a complaint, we can still make sure that people are protected and legal practices of housing discrimination are stopped.
Good. And that's exactly why this is not one of the issues, folks, that you sit back and say, let somebody else do this. No, you need to take hold of it yourself. Give Vince Larkin a call, 877-910-FAIR, 877-910-FAIR, or visit his website at fairhousingflorida.com. Vince, thanks a lot for spending your time with us this Saturday.
Rick, and thanks so much for everything you've done, and everyone at Reach Radio. We really appreciate your
assistance. You bet. We'll have you back on real soon.
Take care.
Okay, after the break, does that constant drip, drip, drip from your leaky, freaky faucet drive you to drink? Well, Charlie White has the solution as we welcome Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse to the Reach Radio Show. Just think about it. No, he knows.
Got no home. I know wrong. Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach the number 4 housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Got no home. I know face wrong.
Hey, welcome back to the Reach Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing heffy, along with Steve Cody and Rick Snyder. Now, if you're looking for a home improvement assistance at warehouse prices, then our next guest has the solution. Charlie White is the head smarty in charge of leaky faucets over at the Boynton Beach Lowe's Home Improvement Center or warehouse, and he's here with some tips on how to plug up those leaks. Charlie White, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. I tell you what, I'm not here to do anything but apologize to this water on the floor.
The puddle.
The puddle. It's just kind of really had a lot of fun. Did you... did you know saving money is very important to all customers and all everybody out there? A leaky faucet, just a single faucet, can actually cause 20 gallons of water go down the drain.
Down the drain. 20 gallons?
20 gallons. Now, if it was a larger leak, you're talking hundreds of gallons. Wow. Every single day. So it could really become very expensive. So what you need to do is make sure all your faucets are actually fully closed.
Check. Now, wait a minute. That's just, you just look at the faucet. If it's not dripping, it's closed, right?
Is it not dripping, it's closed.
Yeah, no-brainer, right?
Okay. No-brainer. Now, if you're sitting on the loo and you actually hear the little thing automatically flush when you didn't flush it, you see things happen, water's going down the drain. That's your money going down the drain. So it gets to be very expensive. And the way you can test it, see if it's happening, take the back off. Put some...
You mean the back of what?
The back of the toilet.
The lid, the top.
Take the lid off. Put some food dye in there. Close the lid. Sit there and wait a few minutes. If you start seeing it change color in there, you have a leak in the bowl.
Okay.
If the bowl's changing color, then you actually have an issue.
All right. So you put the dye in the tank in the back of the toilet, and then you watch the bowl, and if it turns blue, something's leaking.
Or yellow, whatever color you use. Yeah, that little flapper needs to be replaced. You also, when you replace flapper, you might as well go ahead and replace the whole flow mechanism.
Sure.
You can go to a low-use flow mechanism, which will actually save you water in the long run. So every nickel and every dime is being saved. It adds up over the year.
And I'll bet you that you've got those little things over there at the Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse.
We have them in Boynton Beach, ready to go. We have actually very good pros, very good guys out there who really know everything.
Let's give out your phone number. You have any questions that you would like to know about, feel free to pick up the phone. Call 561-733-1397. That's 561-733-1397. Tell them Charlie sent you.
That's right. Let him know I'm out here for you. Now, if you don't actually see the leak, your water bill goes up and you're trying to figure out what's going on, shut off all the faucets. Shut off everything. Go outside and read your meter.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours later. Don't run anything. Read your meter again. If it actually changes, then you have a leak. That's when you need a professional to come out there and look and find out where the leaks are.
Now, that's in the homes. Now, I know in the condos and most of those places, they don't charge for the water. It's included in your HOA or whatever they have there.
They're very lucky people.
And how do you find the meter? I mean, if you're now homeowners, they probably know where their meters are.
Most meters are on street level. They're actually out by the front near the street. Now, there are some buildings that the meters are beside the house. Some of the smaller duplexes and quadplexes, the meters are actually beside the house, or there'll be a box that has 4 or 5 meters. So we actually know which meter is yours. Don't turn anybody's meter off, because you might be turning off your neighbors.
That could be interesting. Now, I'll bring this up. I have a place up in the north end of the other state, and my water bill runs about $13, $14 a month, because I'm about 3,000 gallons. And then I got a bill 1 month, and it was like $67. And it was like, whoa, what happened? And that's exactly what the city up there, they said, you turn off your water, we'll stand out front and we'll read the meter. They got the new meter on there that it goes by the second.
Well, remember, your bill might go up when you have extra people coming into the house.
Sometimes.
It can go up just a little bit. Yeah. Now, one of the things I like to do is go outside.
Okay. We got about a minute left.
Fantastic. I go outside. Everybody waters their yards.
Mm-hmm.
Add mulch.
Oh, yeah.
Mulch keeps evaporation down, which helps keep the moisture into the yard. It also helps keep down the weeds. Check your lawn level. You're cutting real low.
Mm-hmm.
You have to water more often to keep your green.
Gotcha.
So let your yard grow a little bit longer. So you're actually in really good shape when you let your yard grow.
You guys do everything over there at Lowe's. Let's give you that number one more time, 561-733-1397 or www.lowes.com, and you can check it out. Now, when you do this, just real quick here because we're out of time, is it the whole faucet that you replace, or can you do just the washers?
You can actually replace just the gaskets inside the washers.
Right. Which is the better way to go?
It's easier for residents to do the gaskets.
Mm-hmm.
Get a professional to do the whole faucet.
All right. Charlie, we'll have you back on here right shortly, okay? Thanks for coming in. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Hammer the Scammer. Rick Snyder has the newest gas pump scams. Pump up the volume because the hammer is starting to swing. Then Carlton Thompson, our resident pest control freak, is here in our house today with some ways to rid those creepy crawlers from your home. That's coming up in our house. And Reach's Spotlight Home of the Week is ready for your approval. Check out all the homes at reachforhousing.org. And don't forget to press on that property listings button there on the website. But right now, live from the Electronic Palace, it's Reach Radio's news at the bottom of the hour with a guy who has more change in his pocket than a vending machine in an adult bookstore. Oh, no. It's Reach Radio's effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. You cannot accuse us of not having fun here.
Give me a minute to gather myself, and then I'll tell you the news. There's a new report out that shows that fewer South Florida homeowners are plagued with mortgage problems. In the second quarter of 2015, 16% of mortgaged homes and condominiums were what they call underwater in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade counties. That's down from 22% a year earlier, according to Zillow. Fueled by rising home prices, the Tri-County region's so-called negative equity rate has dropped in every quarter since 2012. During the height of the housing bust, close to half of all homes with mortgages were underwater. These owners likely bought or refinanced between 2004 and 2006 before the price plunge across the area. The return on equity is seen as one of the biggest factors in persuading homeowners to finally put their properties on the market. That will boost the stagnant supply of listings. But real estate agents say that owners often just aren't aware of how much their home value has increased. Just before Congress heads out for vacation, a Senate committee started something that's likely to prove important to thousands of homeowners and home buyers across the country. That is, extensions for popular but expired tax benefits for energy-efficient home improvements, for mortgage debt forgiveness, and reductions of mortgage insurance premiums. Homeowners' special tax deals expired on December 31st and currently cannot be used by taxpayers for 2015, unless, of course, it's extended retroactively. Congress has other issues that they need to deal with during the remaining weeks of the session this fall. These include the federal budget, the debt ceiling, highway funding, and possibly international tax reform. Lobbyists are saying that the House and the Senate are likely to eventually agree on and approve an extended bill in some form, but maybe not until late fall, possibly even mid-December. Somebody at RealtyTrack with a whole lot of time on their hands took a big data approach to the question of when is the best time to buy a home. Get this, they analyzed 32 million single-family home and condo sales over the past 15 years. They compared the average sale prices to the average estimated market value at the time of the sale to determine whether buyers paid a premium or whether they bought their home at a discount. Then they broke down that data by month and by weekday to see which buyers received the biggest discounts based on listing prices. After removing holidays like Christmas and New Year's and Veterans Day and the 4th of July, the analysis found that buyers who closed on October 8th realized the biggest average discount, 10.8% below the estimated market price at the time of the sale. They say the worst day of the year to close on a purchase of a home is January 19th. Your savings may vary. South Florida dodged a bullet when Tropical Storm Erica fell apart, but homeowners insured by Citizens Property Insurance are about to take that bullet again. It's been 10 years since our last hurricane, and Citizens has built up $7.5 billion in reserves to weather the next storm. The company reported $386 million in profit for 2014 and isn't burdened with paying federal taxes or shareholder dividends or outstanding executive packages, because it's set up as a state-run nonprofit corporation. It'll fall on 287,000 South Florida policyholders to carry that load, with rate increases proposed for Broward, Palm Beach, and Miami-Dade counties. Meanwhile, Citizens customers in the rest of the state are likely to get a small break. Though South Florida's foreclosure rate has dropped by 50% over the last few years, it's still double the national rate. Moody's Analytics estimated that one in every 87 homes in our region was in foreclosure. As we mentioned, that's about 16% of mortgage homes being underwater with loans greater than the current value, according to Zillow. Now, foreclosures affect not only homeowners, but renters, too. A federal act that protects tenants in foreclosed homes from getting kicked out with little notice expired last November. Florida consumer advocates tried to get some of that federal language into state law this session. No dice. While some states have enacted legislation that gives the renter 90 days to get out, Florida is not one of them. One very bold squatter allegedly decided not only to make himself at home inside somebody else's house, but to sell their furnishings as well. Ed Sowers and his family moved to a new home. At some point, a man allegedly moved into the house and began to put his items up for sale on Craigslist. Mr. Sauer says that he went to his old house on Tuesday to meet with a real estate agent, and he saw a pickup truck in the driveway. He ran into a man inside his kitchen who said he was there to buy a microwave. Then Sauer said that another man slipped through a sliding glass door. He chased him, but the guy got away. Sauer says the suspect sold about $5,000 worth of his stuff, including a washer, a dryer, a stove, a mattress, a refrigerator, a TV set, and some tools. The Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Office is investigating the incident, and a neighbor's surveillance camera was able to capture the images of the man fleeing the property. They haven't caught him yet. A woman told law enforcement on Monday that she'd set fire to her own home because she was, quote, overwhelmed and angry over a breakup with her boyfriend. This, according to Manatee County Sheriff's Office. Detectives determined that the fire in the home, where Rhonda Fountain was the sole inhabitant, had been set up with a flammable liquid poured on a mattress and then lit. They say hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, but we're not judging. Maybe it was just Rhonda's way of keeping the home fires burning. And finally, a day after a vandal threw a rock at his windshield, Nick Berlin made an appointment at a glass shop to have it replaced. But before he could get it fixed, an Adams County, Colorado sheriff's deputy pulled him over and issued him a ticket for a, quote, unsafe vehicle. Now, his appointment at the auto glass shop was for 3:30. The timestamp on the ticket was 3:32, and it was issued in the parking lot of Absolute Auto Glass on Broadway and West 64th. Images showed by the auto glass company showed the damages to the passenger side of the windshield, not the driver's side. There was plenty of visibility. Berlin insists that he tried to explain to the cop that he had an appointment to repair the windshield, but in the end, it made no difference. The cop wrote him the ticket. That's the bad news. The good news is the shop owner, David Sprague, said that he would cover Mr. Berlin's $46 ticket if the judge doesn't dismiss the citation. That, my friends, is the news.
What a nice guy.
Yeah.
How the heck? That doesn't happen that much nowadays, does it?
Absolutely.
This is Reach Radio in South Florida on 1230 WBZT and everywhere in America on iHeartRadio.
Well, just as we predicted, it's time to hammer the scammer because they're out there. We must be aware. This week's report is brought to you by reachforhousing.org. They say search for the dream in 2015 because you can, and that's what you should do. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, has some new scams at the pump. Be careful when swiping your credit card. That's one way they get you, but Rick, you have another way.
We've got a good one this week.
This is truly bizarre.
Actually, we wanted to first redo the skimming, which means that somebody has attached a skimmer, a device to the pump payment card readers. They overlay them on the card slot of the machine. Very difficult to spot when you go to fill in. Take a look at it. That skimming will steal your cardholder information, including your PIN number, because sometimes they install a camera to watch you put your PIN number in. Right. So what do you do? Check the card reader immediately. Some gas stations apply stickers or seals over the edge of the card reader. I get mine at Costco, and there is definitely a red piece of tape on it. You can check to see if these have been tampered with, if that tape is not there. Examine the card slot. Sometimes it doesn't match the rest of the device. Sometimes it's loose. If you wiggle it a little bit, you might dislodge it, and cover the keyboard with your other hand in case there's a camera stealing your PIN number.
Or stand right in front of it.
You can do that,
real
too.
Close to it.
If you're feeling uneasy, pay with cash or go inside and pay in advance with your card.
Is it true that they usually put it on the one farthest away from the office?
Very good, Steve. Yes, because they got to attach it while the station is open, so they're going to stay as far away as possible.
Right, the scammer is
they pull off the
cover of the pump and install a little device.
The new skimming device, they know how to do it fast. Takes 45 seconds to put it in. Get this one, pump switching. You could end up paying for refueling with someone else's car in the parking lot. Crooks switch the hoses from one side of a pump to the other and then wait for a victim, like you, to arrive. The victim puts the nozzle in his own car, pulls the trigger, and there goes. The meter is spinning and you're watching the pump fill up. Well, the hose is attached to another card. When the victim pulls the trigger, no fuel flows from his hose because it's attached to the other side of the pump.
So $50 to fill a Prius would be a red flag.
Oh, yeah, that would get your attention. The hose really belongs to his pump. It's on the other side, delivering gas into the scammer's tank. The crook drives away before the trick is discovered. The best way to do this, to avoid this, is to just look at it.
Right.
Make sure that your pump is attached to your hose is attached to your pump.
Yeah, nobody ever looks at that.
That's right.
Right.
Look for stretched hoses and make sure you can visibly track your hose all the way from your car to your side of the pump.
Yeah.
It's a new one and a good one. Distress scammers standing around while you're filling your gas tank makes you a target for panhandlers who hang around the pumps with a sob story. Usually they say they need money for gas because they can visit a desperately sick relative. But since most service stations also have a convenience store, they might tell you, I left my wallet home and my kids are starving. Take a look. They're in that car over there. You'll see a couple of children in the back seat. Look, don't do it. Don't give them the money. Ask them to take a walk, whatever. It can be tough to say no to some of these people, but usually that's the best response. I left my wallet home, too. Damn it, mm-hmm. I was going to ask you for money.
And even though I don't have money, I'm still in love with you, honey.
Okay. No good. Say no. Just say no.
I know it's hard because the heartstrings. You know, I had a guy walk up to me in a gas station, and he said, I don't have any money. I need gas, and I'm going to sell my child's car seat.
Oh, jeez.
Just yank on the heartstring, will you?
Hey, watch for purse snatchers. Mm-hmm. While your attention's focused on the pump, making sure that the hose is attached to your pump, or maybe you're even inside paying for your gas, what's happening to those valuables, like your purse that you left on the passenger seat? Only takes a second or two for a thief to open a door or reach through a window. They're gone. So don't leave stuff on the that shows on the inside. Close the windows if the car is unoccupied. You can even lock your door today with the fobs.
Sure.
No big deal to lock and unlock the door.
A fob?
A key fob.
Okay.
A little push button.
Oh, I know what it is. I just never heard it called a fob before.
What did you hear it
is
called?
Is that FOB?
Yeah. What have you heard? The thing.
The clicker thingy.
The clicky thing.
The clicker, yes.
Okay, all right.
All right. Gas swindlers. Dishonest gas station employees, and there are some of those, can overcharge by doctoring the pumps to deliver short measure and phony readings, sometimes even adding up the cents when the nozzle hasn't been inserted in the tank. You'll see it crawling along. In other cases, gas stations offer a discount. This is a sneaky one. The gas station offers a discount for cash. Pump attendants may hit the credit button, so cash-paying victims unknowingly end up paying the credit card rate.
You know what I hate most? When you pay with a credit card, it zips right on through. You run it right up to wherever you want to stop it.
Right.
But if you go in and pay cash and you get out, if it's like a $10 cash sale, mm-hmm. when it gets to $9, the pump drops down to like a third of the speed.
It slows it down.
Right. Most people think, oh, that's it, and then they just hang up the pump, and there's another buck on
there. That's a good one.
So, you know, it's if you're paying cash and they slow the pump down, keep pumping until it absolutely stops.
Right. You can even leave it on automatic fill at that point.
That's
it'll
right.
fill right up to the number that you...
And I know Phil, too.
I remember him well. Yeah. Gas stations, in other cases, gas stations offer a discount for cash. Watch out for that credit button being pushed. So investigators have monitored this type of dual price pump. they've seen this scam in action. Motorists can't spot it, so keep a close eye on the pump throughout the refueling and request a receipt, which you should carefully check. If fuel and payment meter seem to be operating when the nozzle is not, it's creeping, report it immediately. That's our scams at the pump. Check them out at scambusters.org. It's a great website to look for other scams as well.
Okay, and that's it for Hammer
the
Scammer. All right. We would like to thank you for joining us every Saturday. Your company is appreciated. And a great big hat tip to Home Free USA. Reach board members just attended their National Housing Conference in Portland, Oregon. And I am here to tell you they did a top-notch performance. We met officials from HUD, the Department of Agriculture, Freddie Mac, Freddie Mae, Fannie Mae, all those good folks. They were fantastic. And I'm telling you, we have some great news for you, especially home buyers. Next week and the week after. So stay tuned and we'll tell you all about what went on out there.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house. And
Okay, it's time to get into our house. And this week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counseling agency. And joining us on the phone right now is Carlton Thompson. He's our resident pest control freak, here with some ways to get rid of those creepy crawlers and bugs and stuff, as it were, from around the house. Carlton, thanks for checking in today. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing this weekend?
Well, you know, I had a friend of mine, and that's why I wanted to bring this up again. He got an old TV for the kids' room, kind of a thing, and he brought it into the house, and he said, when I got it in there, he says, the roaches were crawling out of there in wholesale fashion, and he didn't know what to do. I told him, put it into a black plastic bag and then, you know, bug bomb the dang thing. But how in the world? Now, he's got more roaches than he knows what to do with, I guess. How do we get rid of them?
Well, the best way to get rid of them is with baits. You want to get some baits to start out with and get that in them. What they'll do is they'll eat that bait.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of a creepy little fact. I got a couple other ones, too, if you're interested.
Oh, always.
But, you know, they'll go feed on that bait, and then they die, and that's a good thing, but you only killed the one, and we know that there's got to be hundreds, if not thousands, more hiding somewhere.
Yeah, what's that formula, Carlton? For every one you see, how many are in the wall?
Oh, there's at least another couple hundred.
Ugh.
Trust me, if you see them, they're there.
Right,
and
you
said cannibalistic. So
right,
what they'll do is they'll go and eat that dead guy, and they'll ingest that product as well. So it'll pass through and hopefully start knocking them down.
You know why roaches don't eat clowns? Because
why?
Because they taste funny. Ba-dum.
You know why you do this radio show?
Yeah, because it tastes
funny.
Because
you don't have a career in comedy.
Thank you, Carlton. I appreciate that. All right, so I know that we have to go to those big box stores and buy probably Lowe's might have some of that stuff. What do you get? What's the name of it? You have all those weird names for
Well, when you're in there shopping around, don't fall into the marketing traps. Look on there and see how much active ingredient and what it is. One of the real good active ingredients you want to look for is fipronil. Fipronil is a product that it's a slow killer, but it'll work through a transfer effect. And these cockroaches are pretty social animals.
Say that name again. Fipronil?
Fipronil.
Oh, Fipronil.
Fipronil.
Oh, Fipronil. All right. I'm going to write that down.
And it's a relatively safe product. It's an active ingredient that we put on our dogs for flea and tick control. So it's really not going to be too harmful to have around.
Mm.
But strategically place that bait around in the kitchens and bathrooms. And watch those bait. If you have a bad infestation, watch those baits where you put them. And if they eat it all, just give them more. Don't put a whole lot out. They don't want a whole lot. Mm. Just a little BB-sized drop about every 8 to 12 inches.
Are there some type of roaches, for lack of a better word? I'm sure there's some sort of a biological word. Are there some that are harder to kill than others, or maybe the shoe stomp will take care of it?
Mm. There are some that are harder to kill due to the fact of how fast they reproduce. German cockroaches, you know, it takes them about 36 days in there in the adult stage, so they'll start, you know, one roach will equal 3,000, she can lay 3,000 eggs in a year.
Oh, Lordy.
So you do the math out on that.
Right, so if you got hundreds in the wall.
It can happen real quick.
Yeah, 30-something thousand. How many different types? Go ahead, sorry.
One of the best ways to prevent it from happening is go ahead and get some granular baits and put it kind of underneath the sink in the back behind everything where it's not accessible, behind the stove, behind the refrigerator. And if they get in, those are the places they're going to go because there's heat and water sources there, and that's what they want to be around.
How many different How many different types of roaches are there?
There's over 4,000.
That's a lot. That's a lot of bait right there.
That's
worldwide. What about right here in South Florida? What do we have to worry about down here?
Down here, you got to really just worry about Florida brown roaches coming in from outside when it's raining a lot, which, you know, up in the central and northern Florida, we've got a lot of rain this year. But German cockroaches is really one you want to watch.
Yeah, they're the dirty ones.
Australian cockroaches, which are here in Florida, they can become a bit of an infestation pretty quick as well.
Is that the one we call palmetto bugs?
No, no. That's palmetto bug is the big guy that's always hiding in your drawer.
Mm. Okay. And where do they come from? Say, outside in? Do they bring those in the bags?
Yeah, they usually just come from the outside in. They usually don't get a big infestation in the house. They kind of like to be outside.
Gotcha. I know that sometimes you have to be careful when you bring the boxes home from the big box stores and stuff like that. They're right in there. And
they actually love to live in cardboard. So, yeah, they can, you know, come out and drop out in the house. Mm. If you're bringing home anything like that, try to unload it outside if you can. Leave that box outside. But if you leave if you pre-bait it, then if something like that happens to you, the bait will already be in place and they won't be able to get an infestation going in the house.
Okay, and flipanol, F-I-P-N-O-L, is what we should be looking for as an ingredient in the killer box, I guess, right?
Yeah, and it's a good product. It's safe, and it should keep your problems down. If it starts getting out of hand, don't keep trying to battle it. Call a professional.
Yeah, there
you'll get really creeped out.
All right. Well, I don't want to be a cardboard cowboy, so I guess
and
we'll just...
The stomping on them does work, but their numbers are greater than yours. And if you just knock his head off, he can still live for a week.
What?
Yep.
You snap the head off a cockroach and it lives for a week?
Yep.
Wow. I got some friends that are like that.
He ends up dying because he can't drink water, and they can't go longer than a week without water.
Carlton, that's why we love you on the show here. You tell us the most bizarre stuff. I cannot believe. Homeowners, listen up there. You want to get rid of those cockroaches in the house there? Flipanol is the way to do it. I like to flip them all is what I would do. Carlton, thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, when we return, you want a new home? We have some. Interest rates are incredibly low. And if you're a vet, thank you for your service and welcome to 100% financing. No money down for qualified vets. Stay tuned, we'll tell you how.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no hope. I know a lady wrong. Ain't got no hope. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to the REACH Radio Show. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy here with a message for future home owners. If you're planning to use FHA, HUD, or other government assistance programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training workshops in order to qualify for HUD assistance and also receive big discounts from banks and other approved lenders. Call REACH counselors today and start the journey to home ownership. And if you're a vet, it's even better than you think. 855-48-REACH is the toll-free number, or 855-487-3224. REACH offers a comprehensive credit management workshop that teaches you how to deal with real credit issues, getting you back on a sound credit track. Also, we provide free foreclosure and modification counseling, free of charge. Anyone tries to charge you for this, red flag. It's free, only because the federal government mandates it. Our trained counselors deal with mortgage and financial companies every single day. REACH counselors know what the banks need before they even ask for it. That's because REACH works with the government agencies that make all the rules. Remember I just told you about the Portland, Oregon trip? Wow, did we meet some incredible people out there with some brand new programs that are coming out. You want to tune in next week and listen to what we have for you. We could really help you out if you wanted to get into a home of your own. Now, we spoke just about that last week, and it just keeps coming and coming. The rules are being changed constantly, and that's why you need to keep checking in with us, right? Call our trained counselors right now and find out if you qualify for many of the government assistance programs available to you. 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. Remember to press zero for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. Okay, it's time to get into the Spotlight Home of the Week. It's time for that. Pat Tracy & Associates is our sponsor. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. Now, Pat is still out in Oregon attending the conference out there. We had to come back a little early to get the show done. But I encourage you to give her a call anyway, 561-351-8000, and just say, hey, how's it going in Portland? And she'll respond. We have many, many properties online. If you take a look at them, reachforhousing.org, and we have a little menu bar on the side there that allows you to pick the number of rooms, the price, the location, and then it searches through the database and helps you right out there. 561-351-8000, Pat Tracy and Associates. All right, coming up next Saturday, September the 19th, Reach and Wells Fargo present Prepare for Home Ownership. We have these programs all the time, folks, and you're invited to attend this free event. Get started on your path to home ownership by attending this valuable home ownership fair at the Holiday Inn at Palm Beach Airport. That's 1301 Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, Florida. And the event starts at 10 a.m.
May I add something to that?
Sure, go ahead.
There's going to be lunch for everybody. It's free lunch. So we need to know how many people are going to be there in advance.
Right.
So you need to call 561-712-9991.
Say that again.
561-712-9991, and just leave your name, your email address, and your phone number so we know that you're going to be there on Saturday the 19th at the Holiday Inn Airport.
At 10 a.m. Join the Reach staffers and Wells Fargo's professionals for all the answers to your specific questions and learn about their down payment assistance programs, which could help you with a down payment and getting into your house. And discover the common barriers that many home buyers face and how to overcome them. Take advantage of it. This is a great program for you, and it's absolutely free. And that, again, September the 19th at the Holiday Inn over there on Belvedere Road. And all the Reach counselors will be there. And I'm telling you, they do have a lot of money setting aside for down payment assistance. That's mm-hmm. the most important thing. I learned a great important fact at this conference out in Portland. They took the average firefighter, doctor, teacher, or the common folk,
mm-hmm.
and they took their annual salary and expenses and calculated it would take them 20 years to save up for a down payment. Mm. That's incredibly wrong, folks. Well, that's all the time left to us today. We thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. And remember, coming up Saturday, September the 26th, by Coda Masonic Lodge number 333 hosts their first car and bike show at the Scottish Rite in Lake Worth. Mark your calendars for that. Car and bike show. How cool is that? Reach counselors will also be there as we are broadcasting live from the event, September the 26th, Saturday at the Scottish Rite Center. We'll see you all next week.
An old lady wrong ain't got no home. An old face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.